Vectis Radio.
We've got Chris Kane and Sam here from the Sight for White. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How are we both?
We are well.
We're both very well.
You're both very well.
Yes.
Are we sure? You didn't sound very sure.
It's too hot.
It is too hot.
Yes.
You've come to talk to us about stuff. What stuff have you got?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to talk about the stuff that I really enthuse about talking about, and that's the short story writing competition.
Oh, happened again.
Back for the 11th year.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so this year's theme is love, hope, courage.
Right.
Okay.
So
that's a nice theme.
That's going to get you. See, you could write something about all three,
yes,
or just one. So we think that'll get people thinking, get their thinking caps on,
and come
up with again some cracking stories.
So did you say it has to be about all those things, or one of those things?
Just you know,
or those intertwined. Or?
You could intertwine them. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all three of those are actually really broad things, so they could. Especially if you include all of them, it could actually become really broad. It gives you lots of scope. Scope.
Is that the word? Scope.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Right.
It gives you lots of scope.
Scope's a good word.
So short story. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. How long the story's got to be?
Well, again, depending on the category.
Yes.
So 18 adults, so 18 plus.
Yeah.
Is 1,500 to 2,000 words.
Yeah.
Then we have 12 to 17s, which is up to 750 words.
Right.
8 to 11s, up to 500 words.
Yes.
And then the under 8s, up to 250 words.
Right.
And that's quite a short story.
It is quite a short story.
Not as short as the four-year-old one, do you remember?
Oh, Freddie.
Yes.
That was the first or second year that we did that competition.
Did a very short story, didn't it?
At the Minster, yeah. It was about four lines, wasn't it? And it was Katie Manning that read the story, the celebrity at the time. So, yeah, well done, Maggie.
I remember those things.
Yeah.
Load of rubbish, I remember.
Thanks.
So, is it open now or is it opening soon?
It's open, yeah. We opened a couple of weeks ago. So, it's on the website, Facebook. So, if you want and get an entry form, you can get it online. We're going to our website, sightforwhite.org.uk.
Yep.
You can email me, Chris, admin@iwsb.org.uk. You can go into Waterstones, pick up a form, or you can go into Dress for Less and pick up a form.
Okay.
And how much is it to enter?
It is, for adults, it is £8 per story.
Yeah.
And for under 18s, it is a suggested donation of £2.
Right.
So no one is expected to pay, but if you can afford the £2, wonderful.
Yep.
Not the end of the world if you can't.
So how can they submit it? Is it in type on paper or is it emailed?
Obviously, they can type. We prefer people to type the story. We do still have a few people that handwrite their stories, which is it's quite nice. Some people have beautiful handwriting.
They do, don't they? Not me.
No, me neither. but yeah, you can either send it to or literally deliver it to Waterstones, or you can email it to me. Again, as I said, my email is admin@iwsb.org.uk.
I have a question.
Go on, then.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is quite funny.
In your opinion.
What would you do what would you do if someone wrote it in Braille?
That's a very good question, actually.
We've got people that can read Braille.
That's nice.
We do.
Yes.
No,
good then.
That's a very good question.
So you know what you've done there? So if they get one that's in Braille, they're gonna give you a call, say, come and read this out for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can dictate it into ChatGPT and it will probably type it out for you.
You're more than welcome to have people drop their stories into here and we can get them
absolutely to you. Absolutely, yeah. Whatever is most convenient for people, if they want to drop it at Vectis Radio, that's equally fine.
So what's the time scale?
The time scale is the closing date is Friday the 30th of October.
Right.
Oh, not far away then.
Not too far away. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, time is flying, isn't it?
Get your thinking caps on.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like 2 months, but 2 months. It sounds like 2.5 months, but it is 2.5 months, but also it won't feel like that.
No.
That's right, Leo. You're absolutely right. We will then have the award ceremony on Friday the 11th of December.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the Riverside Centre again. Yep. So we'll be talking more about that nearer the time. So hopefully you'll have me back.
Oh, of course.
Of course we will. Sort of if you need any help with it, give us a shout.
Thank you very much, as always. Do you want to know who the celebrities are?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, go on then.
We have our stalwarts. So we have Richard Cadell.
Yes.
Again. Yes. And we have Chesney Hawkes.
Oh, yes.
Who's coming back. Yeah.
The one and only.
The one and only, yes. Chesney Hawkes. We've also got Stuart McGinley from Nation Radio South, Nation Easy Radio.
Right, yes.
Yes, I know that name. He used to be on All Right Radio.
He used to be on All Right. That's right, yes. Talking of All Right Radio, we also have Paul Topping.
All right, yes.
Right, oh yes, I know Paul Reeves well, yeah.
And then the one I'm very pleased that I've managed to get is the lady that is the hotel inspector, Alex Polizzi.
Oh, right.
Oh, I've seen her. I don't know much about her, but I've seen her, yeah.
She's... Yeah, scary lady. She says it how it is. It's brilliant.
Hopefully she's not too scary when she's reading the stories.
I hope not.
Depends on the story.
Depends on the...
I suppose
exactly.
So.
So I'm really pleased with the celebrities we've got this
no,
year.
That's a good collection. That's
isn't
excellent
it?
Stuff.
Yes.
And as usual, the top ones will be recorded and we can play them out here.
Yes.
On Vex Radio across the Christmas period.
And again, thank you for always supporting
it's
us
a pleasure.
With the competition. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
So...
Sam's got something.
Sam's got something to talk about now, haven't you, Sam?
Have indeed. We've had all sorts going on over the summer, but something that we're trialling this year is we are going to be climbing Mount Snowdon.
Wow.
When you say we,
it's not me.
No. it's me, JD, and a couple of our members. Basically, we have a Striders group that runs every month where they go on a long walk.
They don't go up Snowdon, though, do they?
No. So what we're doing is next year we're planning on taking a lot more of them with us, but we have to risk assess it, health and safety,
I should
compliance.
Think so, too.
You do know there's a railway goes to the top, don't you?
Yeah. I've also contacted a paragliding club to take us back off of it. Hopefully. But... No, so this year we're just simply risk assessing it. So there'll be three or four of us that are going to be doing the main climb towards the end of this month. So it's
is this to raise funds, is it?
This is just simply the health and safety point of view. So, 3,500 feet we'll be going up. And it's also to show, because one of the members that's coming with us is severely sight impaired. And it's to sort of show that, you know, just because you have a visual impairment, it doesn't mean it can stop you from doing anything.
Absolutely.
Life has challenges, and you can do, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want to do.
Right. So, that's a very important thing to say.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that.
So it's going to be like a 3-day break. We're going to be travelling up on the first day and then do the actual climb on the next day and then coming back on the third.
Okay.
So it's going to be a busy week.
I want to see a picture of JD and all his hair in one of those crash hats. So.
Yeah. I'm sure we can organise that.
Yeah, we'll get a picture.
But yeah, no, it's looking to be, you know, hopefully this weather holds out. Knowing our luck, it'll probably be gale force winds and thunder and lightning.
Well, it's going to be breezy at the top of Stone, whatever the weather is.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good thing. And then once we've got all the necessary paperwork in place next year, we're going to be taking up a whole group of them. So
what time of year are you thinking of?
When we do the main one next year, it's undecided. It will be when we've got some guaranteed sort of nice weather.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Late spring, early summer maybe?
Yeah. Early summer we'll probably be looking at, but obviously.
Yeah, be good if the weather's any like this year.
Yeah.
It'd be too hot, wouldn't it?
So do you think you get some sponsors for it, or is it just an exercise to do?
We're hoping to get some sponsors, and obviously the ultimate goal is to raise money, raise funds for the charity.
Yeah.
So we can carry on doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And all the hard work we all do.
Don't you, Jess?
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Morris going?
No,
I didn't think
so.
He would.
He could sparkle at the top.
He could sparkle at the top.
It sounds like an interesting, not that I'd be doing it, but it sounds like a very interesting thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're young and fit enough to do it, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Would everyone get a certificate when they get to the top?
I'm sure they will.
Not actually at the top, but
certificate.
To say they've done it.
A much needed drink.
You should, Is there a bar at the top then?
That'd be the incentive, wouldn't it?
There's a pint of beer waiting for you at the top of that mountain. Off you go. Well, good luck to you for doing that, I think so, yeah. I think. We went to the Christmas in July thing you did at Millbrook House. That was fun.
And it snowed.
It did snow.
Yes. It was really hot and it snowed.
It was very, very good.
Yeah, it was a good idea. I loved that.
Unfortunately, I was touching down in Turkey on that day, so...
Well, never mind.
Someone had to do it.
It was good. I mean, it was hot. But, you know, Santa was in a Hawaiian shirt, so we quite liked that. But yeah, well done on all the things you
do. I found some shade to sit in. So.
I think it was surreal, wasn't it? You were baking hot, but you were hearing Christmas songs.
And it was snowing.
And it was snowing.
Yeah, that was weird, but anyway, it was different. But good luck with the mountain climb.
Thank you very much.
We'll just do the risk assessment one soon, and then and then after that, the big event is next year. Well, keep us up to date with that one.
Definitely will, yeah.
One more thing.
Got one more thing just to mention.
Yeah.
In September, we are, this is our third year, we're doing Ride the White. And that's R-E-Y-E-D. See what they did there?
Oh, yeah.
So we have an exercise bike.
Yes.
I think we'll have two.
Yeah, we'll have two.
In the Millbrook House. So we can come in and cycle miles to raise money for Cycle the White. I think we had... We covered something like 700 miles last year.
Okay.
People were doing. So if anyone is interested, or if people like driving to work and they decide, do you know what, I'm going to bike in, and they want to donate their petrol money to
us. All right.
All well and good.
Fine, yeah, why not?
So that's throughout September.
Right, well, let's know about that. You can always put all these things on our website.
Yes, yes.
Completely free of charge, and then it will get promoted on the air anyway.
It will, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. That's what we're here for.
Thank you very much for coming in, and I'll get a photo of you two in a minute for the website.
Vectis Radio on DAB.